going to be talking almost exclusively about our gospel lesson today, this story quite famously known as the widow's mite. And I'm going to try to weave together several themes. It is, of course, our time of our pledge drive, and so I think this bears on that. It's also Veterans Day, and it bears on that. And then I think, as you might have gathered when Jesus is saying, beware of the scribes who like to wear their long robes, we might have some issues with religion. And so we're going to talk a little bit about those three things. Just a historical note, I and other regional clergy met on Thursday with Bishop Brookhart. And as we call that our clericus, and we just gather to discuss things in general. And as is our custom, we look at the lessons for the coming Sunday. And the bishop brought with him a coin that he had gotten from Gary Waddingham, the retired rector of St. Luke's in Billings. And it was an actual lepton, the coin described in the gospel today that the poor widow put in. It's this ragged little piece of copper, ill-shaped, barely could see the tracing of a Hebrew letter on it somehow. And that was the coin that the widow put in to what apparently were sort of like horns, like the bell of a horn, and you put your coins in and it rattled as it went down the neck. So you could kind of tell who was putting in more or less. And this woman put in these two little scraps of copper. So almost always in my history of life in the church, this poor widow, the widow who gave her all to the treasury, has been regarded as an exemplar of piety. How wonderful that she gave everything she had to the service of God. And there is one sense in which that is absolutely true. I don't want to take that away from her in any way. And in the same way, I want to remember not just the soldiers of the United States, but the men, this incredibly exploited class of human beings that we call soldiers, that have also been drawn into service and have been asked repeatedly throughout history to give their all, to give their lives, all they had to live on. And the question that is for both soldiers and for the poor widow is, who is it that asks them to give that kind of service? Who asks them to give all they have to live on? Now, in context, I think our suspicions should be raised when we hear Jesus say, beware of the scribes. They like themselves a little too much. They're a little too invested in their self-importance. And when we hear Jesus talk about the way the scribes devour widows' houses, and then we move immediately to a story about a poor widow giving all she had, we might suspect that this widow is not acting entirely out of personal piety, but she may be getting squeezed in some way. And we might say that religion really invented that kind of squeezing. And it works sort of in this way. Religious officials will tell you that it is important to God, and God is watching you to see how much money you give, and that your standing with God will be affected by what you give, and you will be rewarded for the correct observance of religious ritual, and you will be punished if you fail to do that. And It is, I think, deeply in the spirit of Jesus to recognize that that is a lie. And that it might be a really, and you've heard me talk about this before, but it might be a very, very interesting sort of exercise to consider the possibility that God does not care about religion. Except in one sense. Is it helpful? Is it helpful? It's not easy to be a human being. We are invited to give our energy and our time and our service to lots of things that turn out to be lies. And human happiness is a fairly elusive quality. And there are lots of casualties. And what we do in our religious community is we are, above all, a community of remembering. And we're a community of teaching. And we try to teach and ritualize and give symbolic expression to things that we really need for our human journey. Things that help us live powerful, grace-filled lives and help us recognize some of the falsehoods that may surround us in culture. God loves religion that is helpful. But as Jesus said, you know, when he was being so criticized for not honoring, not following Sabbath observances, he said, human beings are not made for the Sabbath. The Sabbath is made for us. The Sabbath is not a religious ritual that we have to observe and we'll get rewarded if we do and we'll be punished if we don't. The Sabbath is about recognizing the kind of hold our little projects have on us and how we can be driven by our own projects and how really important it is to put them down and just let the world be. Now that's the benefit of the Sabbath. If you get the Sabbath, if you get what it means, really to put your projects down and just be in the world. You're not trying to get anywhere else. You're not trying to do anything. Your intentions are quiet. That's the Sabbath. But if you don't get that, is God going to punish you? No. You will miss the benefit of what it means simply to be. And it may be that way with all religion. That it is important to us insofar as it is helpful. And if it's not, then it is not that important. And religion, as the gospel would remind us, religion is sort of beset with any number of unfortunate tendencies. And one of them, because religion deals with matters of ultimate concern, people in religion tend to say to you that what we do is more important than what you do. And that too is a lie. Because we're all in this together. And we're all in this trying to figure out how to open ourselves truthfully to the great mystery of our being and how to love one another and how to recognize what is truly important and to see through the falsehoods that are so prevalent in culture. We're trying to do that. So we're trying to work in a kind of healthy religion about getting through this life. And religion so often says, actually, you need to serve me. You need to give, you need to support me financially, you in your lives are here to serve religion. And you may have heard the term the servant church. Religion is here to serve you, to serve us, to serve life. It's to help us live a life. And life is where everything happens. What we do here We teach, we ritualize, we symbolize, we try to remember, we try to recalibrate our priorities. Religion is not here to elicit your service. Now, I said I was going to say a little something about Veterans Day, and it's the same with soldiers, I think. Soldiers can be individually courageous and heroic and self-sacrificing, and I love them for it. And I grieve that so many millions of young men have been drawn to their slaughter by the vanity and greed of emperors and kings and nations. Vanity and greed. The widow, drawn into an act of piety, but perhaps she had no other choice. Maybe she felt at risk in her relationship with God because she had been taught that. And so what we're trying to do is we're trying to figure out what healthy religion might be. Religion has lived for its entire life on fear. And it still is working on fear. And there is terrible religion all over the world. Toxic, nightmarish religion that encourages people to kill each other, to hate each other, to be divided. It's a nightmare. And many people say, phooey on the whole religious project. And we're here to see if we can do something else. At pledge time, I don't want you to get the message from me that I don't want you to give. like the widow. I mean, that you would have misunderstood me. I want you to give a lot. I want you to give of your time and your gifts and your money, but I want you to do it out of love. It's not to be based on fear. We do it out of love because something happens here where we do, in fact, remember things that are really important to us that we do tend to forget. We're in a time of transition. The old ways, not everywhere, but some of the old ways of religion based on fear are dying. And amen to that. Thank you, James. Amen to that. The old ways of religion based on fear are dying. But it means too often that people simply go away. And we are not a religion based on fear. We are a community based in the love of God made known in Christ Jesus. And when he says to us, beware of this, we listen and say, what is he asking us to beware of? And today he's asking us to beware of some of the unfortunate tendencies of religion, especially how religion has manipulated and coerced and exploited by means of fear. Let that be at an end. We are a community of love. So give everything you have. Because Jesus said, you know, all in. Love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And do that. Love God with everything you have. Amen.
Amen.